It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the final 22 teams made their way down to Orlando, and they're ready to get back out on the court. While the ending of this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will not be a shortage of excitement, and no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. You bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. You can't beat that deal. All you have to do is sign up and navigate to the promotions tab within the app. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all users get a special odds boost. Bet $20, win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN and boost your odds, $20 to win $100. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Greg Pickle, I know you can't pass up a deal like that. You're $20 to win $100. Who are you betting on?
Jim, nobody needs my picks. I had a miserable opening weekend. I won the Mets on Friday, your Mets, of course. And that was the only game I had any winnings on. So it was not a good opening weekend for me. Good news is I'm going to be able to bounce back. It looks like the MLB has a lot of stuff to figure out here, Jim, with the whole Phillies and Marlins situations. And I don't want to take us too far out of left field, but, I just will never be able to understand the part of that story, Jim, where they let the Marlins players decide if they were going to play despite multiple players on the roster having confirmed for the coronavirus while others were getting tested via a group text message. That just seems a little bit absurd to me. But, they did it. It was what it was, and we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, how teams manage these things is the big question. Some of these things are going to happen. How are they going to manage them? Forget this pandemic story. More importantly, Jim also bet on the Mets opening day, Jacob DeGrom, but idiot that I am, instead of just betting them straight up, I had to give up a run and a half. In other words, I lost because the Mets only won by one run. I was so confident in Jacob DeGrom, I thought this Met offense would put up at least a couple runs. No, one run. So I actually lost my bet, unfortunately. All right, let's get away from Jim's betting history and move back to recruiting. Now, in segment number one, Greg, we had all this positive news for the 2021 recruiting cycle, which was great. Let's shift back to the 2021 cycle, where the news isn't quite as good. And there's been several players who they've been giving us their announcement date. But one player did make his pick. Penn State was on the list, and that is Elliot Donald. He made the commitment to Pitt, even though Penn State was considered in the running. I don't think that was a surprise to anyone that he was going to commit to Pitt.
No, not at all. Obviously, his uncle played there, and he's always been a guy who, I think liked the idea of playing for his city and representing Pittsburgh and playing close to home and all of that. So when you put it all together, yeah, combine that with the tremendous track record of Pitt defensive line coach. And yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone can blame Elliot Donald for going to Pittsburgh and playing for Pat Narduzzi. So maybe some people will take issue with that statement. But I think if you look at the recruitment and how everything was going to play out there from a viewpoint of not just disliking the Panthers, which some of you probably do. You know, I think that was probably a slam dunk no-brainer from the beginning. Yeah, there did seem to be this sense at one point that maybe Penn State would have a shot. And who knows, if Sean Spencer was still around, maybe they would have. But I think once he moved on, Jim, that was pretty much that.
Well, you could count me as one of those who does not like Pitt and cannot understand why any young man would choose Pitt over Penn State, even if he has the connections. Actually, I take that back. It's okay. We knew where this one was headed. No surprise at all to anybody. So more probably, maybe disconcerting is too strong a word, but I wanted to talk about Tristan Lee. Now, he's a five-star offensive lineman out of Virginia, and he's a name we've been talking about quite a bit coming into this recruiting cycle. We've been talking about those offensive linemen that are in Penn State's traditional recruiting territory. Alandon Tangwa did make the commitment to Penn State. We're still waiting on Nolan Rucci to make a decision. Right now, it seems to be Penn State versus Wisconsin. Now, Tristan Lee, out of Virginia, again, great hotbed of Penn State recruiting, and he narrowed his focus down to five teams. And let me just give you the five teams: Oklahoma, LSU, Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State. What does that tell you, Greg?
Well, what it tells me, Jim, is that, you know, Penn State, as we've talked about often on this show, clearly has some work to do to catch its top competitors and to get into that college football playoff mix. And, you know, the one thing that's pretty obvious at this point, Jim, is that, you know, they're not quite there yet. And we know that. We've talked about that. We've had that conversation before. And so I just think it's a reality check that really wasn't needed in this class, I don't think, because the Lions have, you know, have had some chances to get in on some key top prospects and missed out. So I don't think anyone's too terribly shocked that, you know, that this happened, because it's kind of been that cycle where you feel like you're in a better place for landing these guys than what you actually are. And so Tristan Lee was yet another example of that. But no, it's obviously a star-studded group and an accomplished group in the college football playoff era, which Penn State, unfortunately for fans of it, are not there yet. So, you know, when you put all of it together, I just think that, you know, it's another reminder that while James Franklin has brought this program so far, Jim, and not really that long of a period of time, they still have a ways to go to get to the point where they ultimately want to end up. So this was just yet another reminder of that. And we'll see what happens now with Nolan Rucci, who obviously becomes the next big, he's always been the next, you know, the big guy on campus in terms of Penn State's recruiting in this cycle. He's always been the top target in this cycle, and they have to still do a lot of work to land him, even though they have obviously a really good connection to him and his family for quite some time now.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I look at this a couple ways, Greg. First of all, when it's a five-star recruit, those are their national recruits, and it doesn't matter where they're located. If you're a five-star recruit, you're going to have Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson knocking on your door and being a factor in the recruiting. What's tough, though, for the Penn State fan is when you see players that are from the traditional Penn State recruiting territory, and I'm not just talking about the state of Pennsylvania, but PA, Maryland, Virginia, and you see guys like Julian Fleming and Brian Bressy and, you know, Tristan Lee going to those other schools that have been playoff bound and are the elite schools, it leaves you wondering, okay, how is Penn State going to make up that difference and get over the hump to become one of those teams?
Correct. Yeah. And it feels like that, obviously, what's the easiest way to do that, Jim? Win. Win more. That's the solution. That's the easiest thing to do. Win more. Win more consistently. Win the biggest games against the best opponents. Beat Ohio State. Get to a point where you can beat Michigan on the road. Have a shot at the college football playoff conversation. I mean, those are the things that Penn State's going to need to do. And, you know, again, they're getting closer to that. There's no question. And they've obviously been one of the most successful programs to not make the college football playoff since it started. But, you know, that counts for something. James Franklin says a lot that he feels as if people outside of the program, be it media, be it fans, whatever, don't give them enough credit for what they've done and don't talk enough about the fact that they've, you know, have been one of the most accomplished teams in college football that has not yet made the Final Four. And he probably has a point there, but at the same time, you know, there's a reason for that. It's because they've had, they've been in position to guarantee or, you know, assure themselves a chance to make the college football playoff, and they haven't been able to always follow through. So I think that has to be a part of the conversation at all points in time as well. So yeah, when you put it all together, it's just obviously, you know, obviously Penn State has work to do in that regard, and that's why they brought Kirk Shiraka in. That's why they've continued to try and recruit as many high-level players as possible. You know, so they're doing all the right things, but again, you have to kind of put the pieces together at some point, and then that's really when your floodgates start to open in terms of making sure guys like a Tristan Lee are in the top grouping you have and so on and so forth.
Well, and we're going to talk a bit about this in the fourth quarter, where recruiting is obviously the biggest factor in the talent a team has, but it's not everything. And some of it is development of these players. How do you get them, you know, your player to accomplish the goal? How do you beat Ohio State, even if they do have more talent? And our friend Audrey Snyder from The Athletic, and I don't know if you saw it yet, did a nice article in this week's Athletic where she brought in the gentleman who's from Ohio State, an Ohio State writer, and they evaluated position by position the gap between Penn State and Ohio State. And if you base it on recruiting, Ohio State has higher ranked recruits at every position, including linebacker, and the except for running back. I think that was the only position where Penn State actually had higher rated recruits on their roster. Let's move on. Let me hit another name or two yet. Greg, Kelvin Gilliam. He is a four-star defensive end, also out of Virginia. He has set an announcement date for August, and it appears to be a Penn State-Oklahoma battle there. What do you see happening?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting recruitment at this point in time, Jim. I think that, you know, clearly Penn State's really been pushing hard there, and I think they have to because John Scott Jr. really needs a win there. It looks like our buddy Steve Wiltfong has a prediction in for Penn State that has a pretty high confidence level, so I think Nittany Lion fans should feel good about them landing him, but until he commits, I think you're going to have to worry about Oklahoma coming through and sneaking in one last time here.
That is it for our couple segments on recruiting. Stick around. Quarter number three, we're going to do some Ask Greg.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forge-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forge-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forge-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.